Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Shukumin Shinobi is the legendary underground toy reviewer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 20.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Right.
Yep. Right?
Some people will get that.
I don't.
When said person listens to it, I don't know. They're only on Episode 4.
So, four of Season 1?
2.
Okay.
No, I'm on 13, Flabberific.
Right, because I'm talking about you. So, anyway, what?
He went.
I heard. Okay.
Let me call Janice and Earl.
Nothing else for the beginnings. I don't think so.
Onesies.
Onesies. So I'm getting the ums out of my system. Right. So anywho. What did I get in the mail? I got Geki Toja finally arrived. He from the Mandarakes. He's all hanging out on my desk going Banning Apu and stuff. I purchased and received the Transformers Club exclusive Air Razor.
Yay.
It's been taunting me, it was 50% off, stock was dwindling. And I hate the mold. I absolutely hate the mold they used. But I love Beast Wars.
I hate moldy cheese too.
Wait, so. What is it? What Air Razor is this, Brian?
It's the pre Beast Wars ones that they had for BotCon in
2005 or 2006.
And one of the club exclusives was Air Razor made out of the mold from Slug Slinger from Energon. It's a horrible mold. But like I said, I love Beast Wars. I had to get it. I still want that BotCon set, but it's impossible to find cheap, so. Oh, well.
What's the set of, Brian?
What, the set of? The BotCon set?
Yeah.
What was it? It was Dinobot, Rattrap, Rhinox, Cheetor, and Optimus.
Oh, damn. Snazzy.
Is Silver on Tomashi's website yet?
No.
Not
I checked a little while ago.
No. Probably will be pretty soon, but
we're waiting for Brian to get the email confirmation about that, so
I was expecting stuff to go live about October 1st, because they usually do around the 1st of the month. It's bedtime.
There are people in the background.
It is bedtime. It is not my bedtime.
Oh, but I think it is.
Probably. I'm tired as fuck, but anyway. Yeah, that's honestly it. I haven't really bought anything. Surprise, surprise. I paid for my Ami Ami order finally today because my Google check finally came through, but...
Yay.
Yeah, that's really about all, so if anyone else wants to...
Alright, do some that. Go.
Pretty much the same thing. Like, I haven't really bought anything. Like, I paid for my Ami Ami order and it's on its way. And Oki's just holding shit for me, so all I bought was a new headset of the same exact kind because I was too lazy to track down a different kind. I haven't even bought anything new on there. It's kind of odd, like no spontaneous purchases. We saved them all for Kevin. We gave all our spontaneous purchase tokens to Kevin.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't buy things lately.
Oh, of course not. You haven't bought anything all month.
Nope.
Care to elaborate?
Is it my turn now? I got my Armor Plus Rekka no Ryo in the mail. He's awesome. He's all die-cast.
Rekka-tazanto?
No. Then what did I get? I got Deca Ranger Robo, Deca Bike Robo, and Deca Wing Robo from Mandarake Nakano. The Armor Plus was from the Nagoya store. Or was it the other way around? I don't know. It's from Mandarake.
Mandarak.
Whatever.
Mandarak. That's his drunk cousin. Sells bootlegs.
Then I got Mandarak. One order from Shibuya that had Go-Go Mixer and Dive Voyager, and that thing's fucking huge. Then I got another order from Mandarake Shibuya with Geki Toja.
Sorry.
Then my AmiAmi box arrived with Legend Hero Geki Red, Deca Break, and Key Set 6. I paid them for 4 Fig Yards that are now shipped. Last night, Shukun Shinobi purchased from me Key Set... Switch Set. All these gimmicks.
See? And then I get it, you're like, God, you're stupid. You should just go die.
You should. Switch Set 1 from CS Toys. Although, he did not, like I told him, to select EMS shipping. But
Said that? I don't know. I'm paying attention.
I think he put his penis in the screen and got me Turbo Style, so it's all good. I hope. And what else have I bought DVDs, and then today I purchased Dragon Ball Z Seasons 8 and 9 and Pokemon Galactic Battle Season 3. Not Season 3, the Set 3 from Amazon.
I have Amazon stuff.
Did I buy anything else?
Probably.
I probably did buy things.
I bought some spearmint gum. It was delicious.
You'll just have to wait for more vlogs because I don't remember anymore. Things arrive at my house now. I just don't know. But I recorded like a bajillion reviews. I finally started recording those requests from like 8 months ago. So the Orga Belt's now recorded and I finished those final form rides finally. My next task is to record Daiboken and Dai Voyager and the Geki Mecha. That's going to be an adventure.
You can do it.
I will do it, and then I'll have enough videos to last me like a month. So, yeah, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everything.
Damn, Udana. This is why we're so professional.
Dawson is a douchebag. All right.
She just wants us to go on. So, let's move along to the nudes.
Yay, nudes.
All right. So, our first little bit of information is toy news, actually. We haven't had that in quite a while because we just kind of forget to talk about it. But anyway, for fans of Shinkenger or Samurai or Fig Arts or all of the above or some of the above...
Or bright colors.
Or shiny boxes.
Or fans of zombies and Mexicans.
Right. ToysRUs.com has stocked the Shinken Red and Shinken Gold Fig Arts for $34.99 apiece, which is actually a pretty good price, all things considered. So if you haven't picked them up yet and you would like to, I don't know if they're in stock, honestly. I don't know, but... no one knows, since no one's gotten them shipped to them yet or found them at a retail store, whether the boxes are any different or not, whether there's any Power Ranger stickers on them, whether they're straight up, basically straight from Japan, put on shelf, or anything of the sort, but they're apparently going to actually be at brick-and-mortar stores if you go, so we'll find them eventually, I suppose. No, if the packages are different, I'm not buying them again. Just saying that now.
Have you gotten that question before?
Yes. No, I am not buying it again.
He will.
No, I won't.
I know you.
But don't you want 2 Shinken Reds like the Emperor, so you can have one riding on a motorcycle for no apparent reason, even though it looks cool?
But then you can have SH Figure Arts Jade and an SH Figure Arts Tono.
Go away.
What? What? You can have Genta and Antonio.
So
they
anyway,
can be goofy together.
The description from Toys R Us says, "Collectors, here's a unique opportunity to own a figure from the Samurai Sentai Shinkenger Japanese TV series, now airing in the U.S. as Power Rangers Samurai." See, even they know it's a straight-up translation. This distinct Power Ranger 6-inch Shinkenger action figure exhibits ultimate detail in the highest highest articulation in the Power Rangers line. The figure has sleek samurai styling, making it stand out from the rest of the pack. Attached to included hand accessories and create a dynamic pose, or make the figure ready for battle with all the gear. The Shinkenger figure is an essential item for the Power Rangers enthusiast. Collect all figures to discover the power.
Brian, so even the commercial.
Even they know these figures are better than the crap Bandai of America puts out.
They should just put them in the Thundercats packaging and put Power Rangers Classics.
I know, right? No one knows if anything else is going to come out, whether blue and green and yellow and pink are going to come out. I would say no right now. But
I would doubt the girls, because everyone knows if you watch Tosh that they're second in society.
So. Oh, shit, I forgot to watch Tosh.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I don't. I honestly don't feel like the girls would make it over here. Just because Bandai doesn't particularly
because
ever
they have
market
vaginas.
The girls regardless. And this is a collector's line. So they're probably like, well, the collectors
no
definitely
place
don't
for girls.
Want the girls. But,
collectors don't like vaginas.
We'll see. I mean, if the rest of them are released, I mean, I'm not going to flip a biscuit because I paid like twice as much for them. But I'd be kind of slightly pissed. But
KO will flip a biscuit.
And no, we have no confirmation that Toys R Us is ever going to stock anything Rider. So.
But what if Power Rider comes here?
I don't
Power
care. Raider?
What is a Power Rider?
Not that one.
Figure out should just go back to Japan. Just stay in Japan, god damn it.
Whoa.
I want my Japanese toys to stay in Japan.
But then how will they get to your house if they're in Japan?
Though with the way the fucking exchange rate is right now, it doesn't matter. They might as well import them because it costs just as much friggin' money.
Okay, I'm gonna
angrily
down,
throws
so.
Down pen that he just happens to be holding.
Screwdriver, actually. That's how I made Jetris work.
Yeah, you stole a battery from Tripter because you don't want to buy any more batteries, you cheap son of a bitch.
Right.
Right. Oh, is it my tone?
Tone?
I don't know who's trying
make
to
noise.
I don't want to make noise, you faggot. Talk, Dawson.
Okay. You know what, maybe...
You have permission to go on.
Okay, so this story is about Gokaiger to last for 50-plus episodes? Okay, so... with Gokaiger being as much of a success as it is... There is an ongoing rumor that it might run for longer than 50 episodes. Maybe it'll be like Cross Wars and then have Gokaiger 2 where they get Davis and... Oh, okay. Anyway. So, some proof here labeled in this article is that it's the most celebrated anniversary series.
Yeah, because they actually did it right.
Yeah, honestly. And having it go longer wouldn't be out of the question. And the Gokaiger merchandise... The Gokaiger merchandise is selling out like crazy. Just true. And people are still buying Mobirits on eBay, it's cracking me up. And the copyright is late this year, and something about Versus movie DVDs. The bottom line is
period.
Is this is excites me. This is it excites me. I'm not like saying I don't want the next Sentai to release, but I would love for Gokaiger to go longer. Like I was saying, it's with the exception of the episode count being spread out like Nickelodeon, I would love for Gokaiger just to last two full years instead of Samurai.
That would be
like,
epic.
And it makes sense because they could have so much more time to do, you know, tributes and focus on the Gokaigers.
And be all hard.
Yeah.
You can get more keys.
I just want more Gokaiger.
I know, right?
I love the Gokaiger.
Stop being a child.
Put down Geki Toja. Mm-hmm. I just love Marvelous and. The and the Milfies and the they're just so fun. I enjoy them, and they're so badass.
Alright, I'm going. Did I win? No.
Oh, congratulations, you won.
Can I find my hair tips now? Apparently, we have to make an ongoing series about my quest for hair tips. Dawson's quest for hair tips. We should so make a. Damn it! I'm trying to make a joke. We should make a logo for that with me with like a weird like blue wig on or something. For real. No, I'm just kidding.
We were told to go on.
So in other Gokaiger news, we have to talk about their bust and then some secret love affairs of two engines. Brian will provide sound effects.
Oh, gosh.
So using Oh Baby's great powers, Dawn constructs the Gokai Galleon Buster, a weapon that blows women's clothes off. No, I'm kidding.
No, that's the Thunder Sting.
I lost my thought. Oh yeah, it's the giant bazooka weapon that looks like the Gokai Galleon. It's gonna update in the 32nd episode entitled One Power. And we know that they use the 5 metallic keys, which we'll get in a key set. And the toy's going to come with one, which will become useless. I think they just want us to have 2 of every red. Now, more importantly here, we have the news about Mach Alkin, who is the son of 2 engines, Speeder and Bear RV.
It sounds similar to this.
Oh, baby.
And then they have a baby.
Oh, God.
Thank you. The baby popped out. Did you hear in the background? When they use the Ranger keys, it becomes Go on Gokaio, which is a lie, because if you take out the feet, it's no longer Gokaio, it's Go on Goke. So, I hate those mech when it's a lie.
You made that
joke,
Power Ranger.
You know what? I hate that, though. It makes me mad. It's not... Anyway. Stuff about the Go Under tribute. 2 Garlic, Gaiark survivors. Barbaric Preservation Chief... I can't even read.
Chiraka Shizuki.
Yeah, there we go.
Shiz.
I just started seizing. And the second pollution president, Babachian. Babachian. Hey. I don't know. Go under tributes for 2 episodes. Following that episode is Kanzen Gokaio. It's not mentioned if that will be a 2-parter. And then Emperor Octos Gil sends a tie turning weapon to his son.
It's
Balls
a trap.
It just talks about how they're pushed into a corner and these Kanzen and Gokaio. Walls Gil is finally killed, finally, so we won't stop complaining about the villains being wimpy. And then Barry Zork is defeated by Joe and dies. Just a funny sentence. And then Damaris takes Walls Gil's corpse and he's gonna resurrect it. I don't know what he's gonna do. I don't know what kind of freaky shit they're into. Necrophilia?
Yeah, he's probably going to just bang it a few times and then toss out in space.
Okay. So, your guys' thoughts?
They're making me so horny.
The fact that McElkin is... Mach Falcon. I'm just going to keep calling him Mach Falcon until I know how to spell this son of a bitch's name. It is a... child of Speedor and Bear V is hilarious to me.
It's an engine love baby and it scares me.
I'm not sure how a race car and a dune buggy can create a Formula One race car, but whatever works, I guess.
How did it pop out? Where did it come? How does the anatomy work?
I don't understand.
I don't want to know.
I want to know. Regardless, Go on Gokaio is still retarded. It's Goke. And Kanzen Gokaio isn't much better. But the gun looks cool. Still not buying the toy, but the gun looks cool.
We'll buy it on clearance when we can rape HLJ or something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where Mach Alkin's going to go on my display.
I don't know.
Brian's going to go in Brian's graveyard. You see all these poor dead headers in a Halls picture. It's fantastic.
I don't know, but
Brian's graveyard?
That's what we call it.
Where is that at?
Under my desk. Right under my desk. All of the Ghost Sager and Gokaiger mecha are currently sitting in it.
Where did we get this picture at? I want to see this.
Various Halls pictures that you can see.
You can just see, heads sticking out of there.
God.
Yeah.
I like this stuff. I like seeing Oily die, and Bear's always gonna die, and then Joe's probably gonna cry like a bitch.
And then... He just, stabs him in the face.
So it'll be fun.
Right.
Jolly good, jolly good. Thank you.
That means go on in
English.
Turkish.
Turkish?
No problem.
No, I'm craving turkey. Thanks. I have to wait till Thanksgiving.
Well, in any case, our next news is about some rumored future guest stars in the Gokaigers. And there's a lot of them because this show is epic.
Sarah Michelle Gellar is going to make an appearance.
No. So it says episode 33, Go Onger.
No.
So Esme Sosuke, Go On Red. Yasuhisa.
That'll make Spider Vic happy.
Furuhara will reprise his role. Episode 35, Die Ranger.
Sorry.
Ryo, who's Ryo Ranger. Keiichi Wada will come back for his role. And apparently they're going to be pissed because the Gokaigers haven't used their great power yet, which they got in the movie, the 199 movie. And then episode 36, Cock Ranger. Sasuke, Ninja Red, Teruaki Ogawa will come back for his role. He's already been back once as Black Knight Hyuga, Japanese Mike, in a Gingaman tribute.
I want them to go, we've seen you before.
I know, right? And he is also already in Go Sager. Episode 37, Mega Ranger, Kenta Date, Mega Red, and Shun Namiki, Mega Blue.
Shun Namiki, that's just a funny name.
Hayato Oshiba and Masaya Matsukaze will come back for their roles, which makes me happy because I love Kenta and Shun. Episode 38, Five Man, yes! Gaku Hoshikawa, Five Red, is going to be back, so Toshiya Fuji's coming in. Episode 39, Bioman. Shiro Go, Red One, Ryosuke Sakamoto will come back for his role, and he was in the 199.
Squeegee's brother.
Episode 40, Jacka, or as Dawson says, Jack Q. Is he stupid? Sokichi Banba, Big Wan. Hiroshi Miyauchi will come back for his role, which he was in the 199 movie, and Gal Ranger vs. Super Sentai. And then, of course, as we all know, he was also once Owl Ranger and V3 and other awesome people roles. Episode 42, Sun Vulcan. Ryusuke Uwashi, Vol Eagle 1, and Takayuki Hiba, Vol Eagle 2. Ryusuke Kawasaki and Takayuki Godai will come back for their roles.
Oh,
at least
nice.
Their actual last names. That's interesting. Or first names or whatever. In any case, episode 43, Battle Fever J. Dawson's excited about this one.
Oh my god, I'm so wet.
Shiro Akebono,
oh, baby.
Battle Kenya. Kenji Oba will come back for this role. And he was already
Bobby.
Bobby.
As we all know, that's Mr. S's friend, who was also in the 199 movie as Denji Blue.
Mr. S is also going to be in Gokaiger. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird?
I wanted to do that. It's so weird. So we're getting tributes up through 43. We're getting a bunch of tributes and a bunch of returning cast. I think it's fantastic because I love all these people.
I think we should do a sequel to Battle Fever J called Battle Fever S, starring Mr. S.
I agree.
We've got Five Man guys. We got two Mega Rangers. We got Big One. Both Vol Eagles, Battle Canyon. I mean, this is exciting. It's so
just
fantastic.
Like Guy in that episode. He's like, Big One!
I
Guy
know.
Is pretty much Kevin.
It this gets makes me happy.
I like how episode 41 is the only episode in the stretch that isn't a tribute.
I'm okay with that because these tributes have been really good and the guest stars are fantastic.
Unless the Bioman one is that two-part.
I don't think so. Bioman's not that cool.
But I'm excited. I don't know half these people. I don't really know any of these people. I know so scared.
Like when
that's
you
it.
Run into someone who knows you, you don't know them. Hey, good to have you back, man. You?
It's true. But I mean, even the tributes, like I don't know the people, they're still really enjoyable episodes, so I'm just looking forward to more Gokai.
I'm gonna cap a hoe.
I want more Gokai.
Like, seriously, I want it to run longer.
But yeah. Loving the series, loving the tributes, regardless of whether I know the returning actors or not. I just think it's a good time.
I just want more funny Doc fight scenes and Captain Marvelous.
I mean, and then it's just badass in general that they got this many people to come back and they do cool things. It's not just like, hey,
honestly, what the fuck
stuff.
Is Ryder's problem?
And they don't have as many people. Like,
why can't they give people
that's
back?
Why, like, I never understood why up until now they never did Ryder team-up movies. You only need two guys. Like, Sentai, you have to get, like, 15 people, but it's like, Ryder has such a smaller cast that you would have to get back.
I mean, look at, like, Magi Ranger versus Deca Ranger. They had to get back six Deca Rangers, Doogie, Swan. They had to bring back, like, a billion people. plus get the Magi Ranger cast involved. Jesus, that was like an entire effort.
Those original rumors about DK being trained by the other riders should have just been like that.
Yeah, like with Rider, you only really need the one rider guy, the secondary rider, and that's pretty much it. He's just
and the obligatory annoying female.
Oh, you want to bang New Hina and you know it.
No. Squeaky!
Squeaky!
We really are going to become one collective voice.
Righto, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next.
I was not told to go on, so I cannot go on.
Let's try this again.
Thank there you. All right, so our next story is more scans. This time we have four Z1s, four elect states, more switches, and updates for the Megamax movie.
Yay, all this elect state stuff is actually legit and not half-assed like last time.
Yeah, so...
Was it legit last time? I thought it said DX on there.
No.
So
that's
we
why the paint
see...
came off so easy.
All right, shut up.
I don't even know what I was talking about. Thank you for stopping me.
So what we see is that the first picture shows elect states, Electabuzz-like, with his Billy the Rod. And then we see switches 11 through 15. So 11, Scissors, he just has giant Crayola scissors on his arm. 12 is Beat, he has a little speaker on his leg.
Beat it!
13 is Chain Arrays, he gets the Geki Hammer on his arm.
Song.
14 is Smoke, he gets a little smoke machine on his leg. And then 15 is Spike, so... he gets
Spike comes out.
It looks like he's got like
he gets
a weighted
Felix Ryan on his leg. There we go. I had to think of the guy's name. I had to stall.
Spike looks like he has some sort of like weighted like training thing on his leg, except it's spiked.
Or that a pine nice cone. To say about him. What? Dude, Scissors totally looks like Scissors, like the writer.
It does.
It does.
Take that minus the crab motif, and you got that.
Yeah. So that's neat. And then we have the next picture shows that Billy the Rod can shoot out an electric net, because rod like fishing rod, not rod like a staff, which makes more sense now. And we see like Alexei
totally Trimolfo reminds me of Cole's weapon from Infamous.
Yeah. We see him poning the Unicorn Zodiart, and we also see him using the drill module with this, and I'm trying to see what's he doing on the top left of this picture. I don't know. He's playing with the lever or something. Probably masturbating.
Probably.
So it says that once Billy the Rod's plugged, it can be used as a baton type weapon, and then unplugged, it's like a fishing rod. It can produce strong electric bullets. Inserting the electric switch on the Billy the Rod module will cause Forze to perform his finisher. I think that's what he's doing in this picture. He's trying to finish up. The next picture shows the transformation sequence. Basically, he sticks the switch in, he glows, and then he turns into Electabuzz. Just don't show him red, or he'll go crazy. Unless it's after the first season, then that just won't happen anymore. The next picture shows the switch up close, as well as him fighting, it's like the Hound Zodiac or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's, again, more badassery. Then we see more things with switches. So we can see, I don't even know where to start. This top portion has switches 11 through 16. It also shows the winch switch, which is 16.
The winch.
Stop it. Stop.
Winch.
You're making
switch.
That up.
Okay, so the scissor switch comes with
potato chip. Oh, sorry.
Potato chip in the second food droid. Switches 12 and 13 comes with switch set 2. 14 and 15, we don't know where, and 16 comes with the switch bag, which is actually a briefcase. And then we can see, like, Beat shooting out musical notes, and 13, him swinging it around. 14, shooting smoke at someone. 15, he kicks you with his acorn, with his pine cone leg.
Acorn leg.
It doesn't look
acorn.
And then 16, he's just, like, jacking you off with his little winch. I don't know what he's doing.
What the fuck is
it's a
winch?
It's a crane arm.
Yeah, it's a hook. He's trying to be captain.
And so then we also see the next page. He's fighting with his Unicorn Zodiart with its spear, head, arm, horn thing. And he's using the switches there. He's the first picture on the right shows, what's that, 11 and 12. The bottom picture shows 14, 15, and 16 against Scorpio and Unicorn, I think. It's Unicorn. And then he's fighting the Hound over here with Switch 13. We see one of the movie riders, which we'll talk about in a minute, and the Potato King again. And then scrolling down,
Potato King.
We see the writers for the movie, Kamen Rider Nadeshiko, also known as My Name Is Too Fucking Long, and Kamen Rider Poseidon. Nadeshiko is a high school student and wants to cooperate with Forze. Gintara is supposed to be falling in love with her, and it doesn't say whether she's going to be in the show or not.
She's totally Kamen Rider Eva.
She sports a darker version of a darker blue version of the Forze driver with only the rocket and radar module available. While Poseidon sports a unique driver and utilizes what appears to be shark, whale, and jellyfish core metals. So when we look at the picture, we see that we see her with the rocket arm. We see that she only has two switch slots. She looks like the female robot from WALL-E. We see Poseidon fighting Birth and Proto-Birth?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I think I'm trying to understand this picture because there's only like half of Proto-Birth there,
and Poseidon's like dancing in the middle. He's like, "Hey!"
Like I know the pictures are connected because you can see Poseidon's leg hitting Birth right there, but I don't know where the rest of Proto-Birth went.
I can't see why they both wouldn't be there. I mean, you have to have Date. It's the rules.
Well, yeah, no, I understand that, but in any case, so we see we see. We see Poseidon holding his like spear weapon. His chest symbol and belt is like the metals are in a triangle. With red's what, jellyfish? Oh, that's the legs.
That we're not entirely sure. From what I can read in this text, it doesn't tell you what they are.
Well, they got the medals.
They got the medals there, but I don't really see anything too jellyfish about red yet.
Yeah.
Particularly in the legs, and then looking at the symbol, I can't really see a jellyfish.
I can't really see the red. It's a red blob. I don't know why.
Well, in any case, so the dark blue on the right, is that the whale or is that the shark?
The shark's light blue.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so the dark blue is the whale. That's the arms. And then light blue on the left, which is the head, is the shark. He looks pretty badass.
I like it.
Yeah, I like both of them.
I'm hoping for a metal set that contains one of the switches. We don't have a way to get yet, like 9, 14, or 15. That'd be nice. The next
metal
picture...
Metal set SP2, the streets.
Exactly. The next picture shows... You see that Kamen Rider, My Name Is Too Long, up close again with the rocket switch from the other picture, and then Potato choking up close, and he's all like, "I'm Frylock. Rah." And
she looks like she's gonna probe us.
Ooh,
she's stroking that rocket.
Anytime. Good, she can play Red Rocket with me all day long. That'll be fun.
So anyway,
So this is fun. I'm excited about seeing these switches. If you want to see them in action, there's Gamba Ride videos showing the switches in action and the finisher combos, because 12 and 13 are a combo.
My biggest concern is where the fuck am I putting these medals?
That.
There needs to be like a little button in the metal holder that just
I'm going to need to buy a second metal holder. For Panda and Kangaroo and then these things.
Why do they do this to us?
And then I'll put the cell medals in there too.
And then penis.
And then the medals for the next time he appears.
Yeah. But
this raises questions, though. Is this AU O's? Is this we come up with a stupid reasoning behind him getting the medals back O's? Is this just during the show, in which case then it's really dumb?
Shrug.
Well, I'm thinking that I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Talking about the scans, I like Alex States. Like I said last time, he looks all shiny, and I don't like the rod toy, but I like the fact that it reminds me of Cole's infamous weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And I could give two shits about the switches, because I just want to talk about the new riders. I've actually pretty much just said I like Poseidon and I like Kamen Rider Eva. I think she looks good.
Yeah, I like all this stuff. I'm really excited. I don't really
have too much thoughts on Nada Shiki.
Nada Shiko.
Yeah, I agree. She looks a lot like Eva from WALL-E.
She should be posed with Burger Meal, so that'd be funny.
But someone brought up a point on HJU that...
HJ who?
The Kengo's HLJ. Screen marked the current Forza driver as 2.0.
Did it? So this could be 1.0.
And so this could be like a prototype kind of thing. That's why it's only got two slots instead of four. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Well, this would be the way they should have done Proto Birth, as a different color instead of just being like, I'm putting red tape on this.
Yeah, I know. Still bitter about that. But Poseidon, I think, looks absolutely awesome.
I love new figure arts.
Reminds me a lot of Abyss.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mostly because of the aquatic animal thing. But
and we're going to get figure arts for these two before Abyss and Kivala.
Probably. Oh well.
Abyss better be soon if they're doing Ryuki, because that better get a fucking Abyss figure. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
Make it happen, Bandai, or I'll rape you.
Oh baby.
No.
No.
Chuck test it.
But everything looks exciting. We'll see what happens. I like I said last episode, Elec State really grew on me. I think it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so horny.
The new Switch is kind of look retarded.
But. Still wary of Baby Garen, but...
Me so horny, me so stupid.
Oh, baby.
Now let's take a moment of silence. Okay. Damn it, Brian! Go up to the toy during the moment of silence.
Yeah, again.
Fuck you, too. Roll on! Okay.
You're supposed to say Cetus Lapidus.
Samurai is jank. Oh.
Speaking of, so we were just...
Oh, awesome segue alert.
Was it last night, Dawson? Was that what
yes.
it was? Okay, it was last night. So we were just relaxing last night, minding our own business. And then Nick and Moore on Twitter was like, hey, look at this! And I'm like, okay, and I clicked it. And this Synopsis Kids... It's like some sort of media site or something. Apparently, they're really
Kids Bop?
Respectable or something.
Kids Bop 21.
They had a little press release kind of thing. Who would want it? Right. So there's two 30-minute specials, one 60-minute special. So we'll get to that later. Last week there was a Mar Vista little banner thing. And it was like that Samurai had 40 episodes and three specials, which would equal 44 in terms of actual count, because one of these is an hour long.
Crotch.
But so they're like, okay, yeah, specials, woo. And so the specials were revealed in this press release by Synopsis Kids or whatever, that one of them is a Halloween special. Called Party Monsters. It says, a scare fest when the creepiest monsters from beyond get together for a party and trade stories about their battles with the Rangers. So it's
sounds
a clip
like
show.
An episode of MMPR.
So it is a clip show featuring previous Nihilok, from what I can gather. That's supposedly going to be the fifth new episode or something, maybe the fourth one. I don't know when it's supposed to air. But it's one of the five new episodes that are starting next month.
Oh, me so horny.
The next one is Christmas Together, Friends Forever. The Rangers reflect on their first year together as a team and learn about the spirit of the season.
And they go to the North Pole and meet Santa? Oh,
so
wait, that's
it
wonderful.
Sounds like a clip show, too. I hope they go meet Santa. Fuck yeah. I'd go meet Santa.
Fuck yeah, Santa.
Fuck yeah, Santa.
Rangers Together, Santa Forever.
Santa Forever. And the most importantly, the most talked about, yada yada, is the hour-long...
Easter special!
The Clash of the Red Rangers, a crossover special where the Samurai Rangers team up with the mysterious RPM Rangers Red. That's a really grammatically dead sentence. But fend off the dual threat from Master Zandrid's Mugger Army and robotic supervillains from the RPM Rangers Dimension. When something goes awry, the two Red Rangers turn on one another, and the fate of the world hangs in the balance. So, basically, it's Go-Onger versus Shinkenger.
Yay!
Just obviously adapted.
He's gonna carry Bomper away?
I think the only thing that really needs to get adapted is Kevin's microphone.
Yeah.
And, really just the way that the Red Ranger acts.
Bomper?
Oh. Yes, Bomper is the Red
Ranger. I think
Ranger.
Bomper should just be KO. Dr. K's bot that travels and she can see everything.
That'd be pretty cool. So everyone's like, oh, they're only bringing back the Red, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well...
Lady Ranger's like, I hate Dylan and anything that's cool. Bruh. Have fun buying your Mobiard from eBay, ass. How's Big Bad Toy Store for that Karu? Who's laughing now? Sorry.
Basically, go on for Shinken. Everyone else was whisked away to various worlds in the Go-Onger universe.
They're weighing a beast.
And majority of this, the episode, movie, whatever, was Shinken Red and Go-On Red. So, who knows how they're going to adapt things. They could leave everyone else out and only bring back Scott. Who knows? I don't know. But I honestly feel like it's going to stick pretty close to Go-On versus Shinken. But.
Well, yeah, like I said last night, is the only reason they're probably doing this is because Saban is so cheap. They're like, we have this footage, how can we not use it? We have to take full advantage of it. We bled Metal Heroes dry, so we have to just bleed everything dry until it's dead. That's why they're trying to figure out this Power Rider shit. They're like, we have to use every amount of footage possible. And RPM's like, fuck footage.
Fuck footage, we'll ruin Shuki's Let's Find the Footage game. Sitting here watching Go-Onger going, let's play Spot the RPM footage. Was that... No.
He has a list of 3 clips after watching 39 episodes.
That was... No. Ah, there's one. It's Megazord footage.
I think Brian said it last night because he just mentioned the behavior. It's like, RPM didn't have to worry about that because they're like, ah, fuck it. We'll just film it like a normal TV show.
But,
I remember I read that this morning and I was like RPM Rangers, and then my first thought was Dylan. Then I had to start crying. You know, it's like, come back, Dylan, we need you.
We need some Tanaya. She needs to show up in the team up.
I agree.
I don't think Saban will allow her outfit.
I'm glad we're getting a team up regardless of how close it's gonna stick to the Japanese footage and stuff, but I just want to see RPM people back.
Yeah, I'm sorry. My first thought was Dan Ewing, and then about 5 minutes later, I go, "Oh yeah."
That's usually what robots think when they wake up.
And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, "Oh yeah, Ziggy and Flynn and Tanaya and Scott and all the other stuff too. Yeah, they can come back too."
Apparently, according to Linear Ranger, Dan Ewing was making fun of someone for being a collector, and so he has no respect from him. Something, I don't know. I have no idea of the story. I've never heard of it until then.
He's probably making fun of somebody from buying a $70 Mobirates on eBay. That...
Yeah. Heard Linear Ranger did that and he went, boo shit!
Currently, Dark Blaze is trying to get a hold of Eka Darvill. That was Scott. He's also in Terra Nova.
He's also Eka Devil.
With the same, the same voice. Like,
he's also
hey,
in that
Scott.
Commercial.
The Wii commercial.
I think he should just come crashing into the samurai set with a dinosaur.
Honestly, though, if you watch Terra Nova, it's like basically they just plucked Scott from RPM and chucked him into the show. He's got he's got the same hair, the same voice. I'm like, wow.
How did I not notice this commercial? I've seen the commercial. I never noticed this at all.
What, the Wii commercial?
No.
What?
The one with Scott in it. What commercial?
The one Brian was just talking about.
And talk about the Wii commercial.
Jets Pizza throwing lights fishing.
I don't know what's happening.
What commercial are we talking about?
I don't know.
Kevin's just trying to fit in with the conversation. He just made up a commercial.
I'm so scared.
Back like around when RPM was airing, Scott was in a Wii commercial. Eka Devil.
No, I know. I was there. I remember.
He was in the commercial? I took a watch that again. Just Kevin in the background. Hi.
I don't know what's going on.
What were we talking about? Jesus? Jeff's pizza? I'm sorry, Jeff. Wait, I got it right the first time. Yes, he's like, that's my name, bitch. Google me, bitch.
Sure.
I'm gonna growl at you, noob.
Okay.
All right. That didn't take any effort at all. So I was making the noises. See, I push this button. How'd you do that?
Oh
my god.
Apparently I'm dating a stupid. Anyway.
Yeah, you know. I was aware.
Jetris told you to go on.
I'm sorry. Well, that means it's
hold on,
time.
I got a call. Hello?
It's time for
two codes.
Superhero time! Go Kaya!
Kamen Rider Force, eh?
Yay, you did it!
I know, right?
Still not very enthusiastic, but I'll take it.
It's Canadian.
It was Canadian, eh? I was like, you know what? You can just die in a hole. So, it starts off when we see Basco and his Wolzard fire buddy beating up some dude from the Earth Defense Force, which means change man.
That means he got an email. Wolzard fire, get it? Burning heart of fire. There we go. It's not funny if I have to explain it.
Right. So, anyway, so they steal the great power, and they're like, lol. And then we see these two people talking in front of the Power Rangers Zeo logo, and you're like, oh, this must be O-Ranger.
Uh-oh,
baby.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, fuck. Another team's power got stolen. Oh, shit. Well, let's set our plan into motion. And like, what are you going to do? Tell us.
Tell us.
Thank you.
Tell us. That was you.
I missed it.
So we see Navi are like, wow, wow, wow. And everyone's like, what's wrong with him? I think he's having a stroke.
He saw that word I had to read for that Gaiark general.
He flipped the biscuit. So, like, let's go to an amusement park. And you're like, what is this? O's?
That's how they do it in every Gokaiger episode. Let's just go out and randomly look for it and stumble upon it. Okay.
So they find
Navi's basically no help.
So they find a chick who's just like, hey, get your O-Ranger ultimate power over here. And they're like, well, that's convenient.
That's
so they go over, and Guy flips out. He's like, oh, shit, you're Cat. She's like, no, I'm O-Pink. Oh, even better.
And then Tom A.
He flips out, and she's like, I'm here to give you our great power. And they're like, all right. And she's like, but first we have to go shopping. And they're like, aw. And so we see that Joe and Marvelous are carrying a bunch of her crap that she's buying, and Milfy and I'm the Family are giving her a massage, and Doc and Guy are feeding her a bunch of food, which she eats like a whole shitload of, like, as though she's Weather DuPont. Meanwhile, the gentleman she was talking to at the beginning with the sunglasses is speaking to Basco and is like, I will trade you our great power for information. Tell us where
Tommy's the chubby Japanese dude.
Tell us. He's like, tell us location of.
Tell us! How do you get your hair so fluffy?
And I'll give you our great power. And he's like, okay. So, meanwhile, the chick keeps stalling and won't give him the power. So Joe's finally like, all right, you know what? Fuck this. We're leaving. And they all just they pick up Navi like he's Bumper, and they just leave. And then Joe comes back and is like, all right, bitch, why are you staring at your watch? Clearly you must have something going on, and you're waiting for it to see if it's happening on time. And she's like, fine, I'll tell you. Apparently, our captain, O-Red, is going to go talk to Basco and do stuff. And then if it doesn't work, I'm supposed to give you our great power. And Guy flips a biscuit. And she tries to give him the great power, and Marvelous is like, no, we want it from you. You're a hoe.
Oh, Chuck Testa.
We are pirates. We want shit. We gotta take it because we're badass.
Being a pirate is all right with me. Okay.
So meanwhile, No. O Red pulls up in the Power Rangers Zeo Chevy Suburban, and and he runs into Basco and the monkey, and he's like, "Do you have the, do you have what I want?" And he's like, "Yeah, here." And he pulls out a little PDA, and he's like, "Look, see, here's the ship. Is that what you
Where
want?"
Are the drugs.
A public display of affection.
Yeah.
Him and the monkey just start going at it.
And then they got AIDS, and that's how you get AIDS, by fucking a monkey.
Thank you.
And in any case, so they go to exchange the great power, and Basco just throws the thing on the ground, smashes it. He's like, "Lol, lol, lol, I'm gonna give you this," and O-Red's like, "Ha, lol, 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 I'm gonna give you this," and he like pushes a button, and they get wrapped in chains. He's like,
"Am I the only one that thought he was gonna transform into a Zodiart?" Like, that switch looked oddly familiar.
I thought he was gonna kill himself, honestly, but
well, he's not the real Tommy, so he was pretty upset.
Right. So then, Basco is like, "Oh yeah, well, I did this," and he did something, and I don't remember what. And then O-Red's like, "Oh yeah, well, fuck you too. I'm just gonna blow this whole place up." And so he flips the thing over to push another switch, but it doesn't work. And then Wolfgang Fire frees Basco, and then his other people come out. Zubon frees the monkey, and the other seven are like, "Haha, we got your bombs." And we're like, "Oh shit." And so, but then, so he pulls out his trumpet, and he's gonna take the great power, but then Marvelous shoots it, and they're like, "We're pirates, bitches! We're here for your great power!" And they're like, "Yay! Power!" And so, where's my Mo' Pirates? So,
Marvelous is looking for his Mo' Pirates, left it back in the car.
So he's like, "We got this." And they're all like, "Oh shit, it's off."
Shit, I put the batteries in Jestris. Hold on.
So they trade weapons, they go outside, and they fight epically against the 9 extra heroes. But then they start losing, and then guys like, "Oh yeah, well, you bitches take this," and he's fighting Wolzard Fire and Zubon. So he transforms into... Where's the button?
Oh, me! Man, the Gokaisers are drunk on the job today.
Shut up! And then, so he smacks him, and then he goes... Where's the fucking anchor key? And so he Gokai Legend crushes them, and for some reason they grow giant. So he's like, "Hey, Marvelous, what do I do?" And Marvelous is like, "Can't you see I'm being beaten up by Doogie and Swan? Do something." And he's like, "Okay." So he pulls out Goju Rex, and he's all like, "Arr, arr." That's a Tyranno noise, you couldn't tell. And
I don't like the Ob Ranger noises. All of their dinosaurs sound like their special needs dinosaurs. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Meanwhile, they're all getting beat up.
Shit.
So Goju Rex falls over and almost crushes them all. And they're like, "Dude, what the hell? Didn't you see us here?" And he's like, "Sorry, you look like ants from up here." And so then he forms Gojujin, and he drills them and tridents them, and then he triple drill dreams them, and they blow up. And meanwhile, the other five bust out. And they use their O-Ranger weapons, so they got the sword and the little disc shield and nunchucks and cool things. And so they go fighting.
Stronger than before.
Go Zeo!
Oh, baby.
And they, so they start poning them.
Like, oh, Zeo.
Poning them. And then they, and then they do, like, some dynamite attack, and then they've noticed their keys are glowing, but that was, like, a minute ago, and I forgot. And like, "Ooh, we got the great power, yay!" And they use the O-Ray bazooka, and they blow them up. And then they still haven't blown up everyone. So then they turn back into Gokaigers, and they do a...
Final wave.
A sword and gun. Final wave! And the last of them blow up. There's a pile of keys on the ground, and the monkey's like, "Ooh, keys, yes!" And guy's like, "No, you, zap!" And then he screws up the keys, and they're like, "Haha, we got all the keys."
Bad monkey!
So they're like, ha, you have no more keys, bitch. We're going to kill you. So Marvelous gets his sword, goes to kill Basco, but then the attack gets blocked by some energy shield, and he turns into like this creepy monster thing. He's like, ha, this is my true form. This is why Aqua Red was scared of me, bitch. And then Guy's like, I'll get him. And he runs in, and then Basco grabs him and is like, all right, look, you are fucking annoying, you son of a bitch.
If I hear
like,
gold mode one more time, boom, dead.
And he blasts him. Guy Dion transforms and just laying on the ground half dead. And then so the rest of them are like, you bastard! You killed him! And then they run in and they attack, but then they're like, final wave! And he repels it at them. And then they're like, ah! And then Dion transforms and then they're half dead. And then Marvelous is like, you fucker! And then Basco's like, well, you got this great power, but I got these. And he... like,
they're Dragon Balls, for God's sake.
Yeah, he's got Dragon Balls for Change Man, Mask Man, and Flash Man. And he's like, so I'm going to go and get some more. You keep collecting. That'll make my job easier. I'll see you later. And then they're just laying on the ground like, son of a bitch. And then it ends. So, yeah, that was a fun episode. They finally got all the keys. Basco's a douche. The O-Ranger dudes were fun. And it was just an epic battle. That's what that was. That was just epic beyond proportion. I loved this. It was so cool. And yeah.
Am I the one who really wants to see one of them turn into Zuban?
Yes, I want to see them use all those keys.
I just
want
to hear the Mobirates go Zuban. I want to see, like I said, a male transform into Magi Mother. Magi Mother! And then Marvelous is like, dude, what the fuck? Does this make me look fat? Like,
male like, Deca Swan.
You mean cat?
God. Deca Swan!
Thank you. I thought this was a great episode because it was like a typical, like, good cameo tribute episode, and all of a sudden it's like, it hits you in the face with awesomeness. And clearly Bosco's not in league with Aqua Red.
Okay, so I thought the episode, like Dustin said, was absolutely fantastic in a sense that it was more cameo-ish than tribute-ish, but like the end is just big battle and then like epic victory and then crushing defeat all in like a span of 5 minutes. So yeah. I'm glad they finally have the keys. I'm tired of that asshole bitch having keys. I don't want him to get keys ever again. Fuck the trumpet. I hope it explodes. But I think his monster form looks really awesome.
Yeah, it makes him look way cooler than his gay form.
It looks. He makes him look like, what was it, Yaiba from Bokenger?
Yami no Yaiba.
He looks like him, except red and cooler.
And not gay, oh.
Yeah, that.
Not which is, fabulous.
Which is hilarious considering how absolutely fabulous Bosco is with his big floofy boa and stuff. But
it's wearing like a weird like Hugh Hefner robe with a stupid hat.
But no, I thought it was an absolutely great episode.
It's funny because Bosco is one of those things like I have a really bad habit in lots of TV shows I watch where there's some kind of threat or event coming and like they keep warning and I always think it's never going to happen and I just kind of ignore it. Bosco is like one of those things where he's just kind of there. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't care about you and your gay little robe. And then all of a sudden, he becomes a big deal.
Yeah. Like, I think they did a good job of downplaying him.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a point of saying, like, yeah, he's strong. Yeah, he can summon people. And, yeah, he has the possibility of stealing ultimate powers. But they never actually, like, presented him as a threat until this episode. Like, an absolute potential evil at the end of the show threat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, this black lady has huge tits.
Where?
Sorry, I'm Tosh.
Oh, I can't see it. I want to see it.
Sorry to interrupt the Go-Kinder summary for huge tits.
Damn it.
Right, so, I don't really got too much else to say, but I think this episode was like a really good blend of plot development, comedy, and action all at the same time.
That's pretty much Gokaiger is usually. Except for that episode with jealous shit. That was just horrible.
Well, that's why this show is so fantastic. Shut up, dog! I am talking!
Lol.
But yeah, I think that's why I enjoy the... Hey!
I am the dog whisperer. Prime is not the solution to everything. God damn it! Control your dog!
What would you like me to do? What would you like me to do?
Just go up to him and go, shh, be the dog whisperer. There, stop. Damn it!
The dog hates Brian.
That's why I love the show so much. Okay, yay.
I just wanted to mention one thing about the overall show. Like, I don't want to take this away from Guy, because I really do like Guy. But does anybody feel he's a little bit useless?
The dog!
Like, KO did make a good point. Like, the gold mode is kind of annoying. I've kind of gotten used to it, but, like, why didn't he transform with them? And why isn't he just more involved overall, other than being like, oh my god, big one, go Jujin time?
I don't know. I
feel like he's an extra. Like, I don't hate the character or anything. I felt like he
was important at the beginning. But, like you said, he doesn't transform with the group when he can.
Yeah.
And it's automatic, like, hello, Goldemodo, and final Reeb, and then things die. I'm like...
Yeah, I was hoping for a King Ranger transform, and we got nothing.
I know, he has King Ranger. Why the hell did he
three times.
I don't know.
Like, because I know he's there to give history and stuff, but I feel like he should be more involved in the tributes and maybe get, like, some sixth guys to come back to tribute to with him. Like, I feel like he should be more important. I feel like he's being underused.
Yeah.
He feels more like a side comic relief character that's just there to be Kevin, Japanese version. But in Gold Mode's defense, if I had superpowers, I would automatically use my most powerful. Like, I wouldn't be like Digimon. You're not just going to go rookie. You just go Mega if you could. Like, that's one thing that I always thought logically people would do. Like Kiva, why would you not go Emperor form?
Well, I didn't mind the Emperor spamming Kiva because that was like his true form.
Yeah, that's what I would say too.
Like, once he unlocked his true self, how would you use the cheap-ass version?
But, like, I'm still annoyed by the gold mode, but, I mean, it makes sense, like, in-universe, why you would just use your most powerful attack if you could.
I wouldn't. I want to change into all my little fanboy dreams. This big gold anchor with a bunch of faces on it is not my fanboy dream.
I feel like you would get some kind of rug burn from that crotch plate. I don't know what's going on. It is kind of awkward. Like, it's kind of... Yeah.
It's really bulky.
But did you see, like, the mythical unicorn of a final wave with the Gokai spear was used?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. If only he would have used it without putting on the armor.
Anyway. Oh, well.
Just hope he gets a bigger role in the future. Now he's just going to be laid up in the hospital being pampered.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Right. Time for them Forzays?
Yep.
Alright then. Forzays. So... We open up right where we left off with everyone turning against Jappe, ripped down her posters, they're all really mad. And then they get the results of the Pokemon contest. Like, seriously, did that not look like a Pokemon contest result with the hearts?
Yes.
And Yuki's all upset that she didn't win, and she got mini hearts. Like, well, shouldn't have used P-Dove. I don't know what to tell you. That is a Pidgey, damn it. And
the
then,
fuck's a P-Dove?
So, it's revealed that, just like the last Zodiart, the sidekick is the Zodiart, and she's a crazy-ass bitch. Like, it's creepy music, she starts, like, creepily hugging people and threatening them, and then Kengo's like,
she was gonna go gay with the other chick, she's gonna, like, start making out with her, and... Didn't it look like that? Did it?
It looked like she was about to strangle her, and then hide her body in a locker. Anyway.
That would've been hot, too.
So then we have Kengo discovering why Gentaro was able to master the hopping switch, because he's out there doing, like, hopping foo on the moon and shit. And so then later we have Gentaro giving Jappe a pep talk at a bowling alley after she tries to crush his scrotum. Just saying, that happened. And there's no laughs. So Brian's just like, I'm muted.
There's nothing funny about that. That's just upsetting.
It's just upsetting. Anyway, so she gives her a pep talk, and then crazy sidekick girl shows up, and she's like, how could you ever forgive me? Guy! And then Gentaro's like, screw secret identities again, and transforms. And then he's like, all right, you take care of her, I'll go get her. And then he trips over the edge. He's like, all right, take care of her. And then he runs off. And he gets eluded again. And then we're back at the ceremonies, and the lady's like, clearly Jappe's not going to show up because she's a skanky hoe. And then Jappe shows up, and she's like, hey! And then she, like, appropriately uses her slow motion and epic music and becomes a badass and does secret handshake with Gentaro. And then she starts to give her speech, and then she gets picked up by a chameleon again. Like, God damn it. I mean, she's like, God damn it. I just got out of the hospital. I said that on purpose. Anyway, so then Gitaro transforms in, like, the back, like, stage area, and he's like, ooh, choo, fuck! And he gets hit by the bars. Fine. Nobody giggle up. Laugh at my misfortune, not at the jokes. So, the fight ends up outside, and the chameleon's using her as a human shield, and she starts distracting her, and then she gets thrown overboard. Was it her plan to get thrown overboard all along? Why did I say overboard? Are they on a boat? No. That's where Brian was. Anyway, so then he uses his magic hand and pulls her towards him, and she's like, are you happy to see me, or is that just your magic hand? And they're both like, oops, oops, and then there's sexual tension just screaming out of the scene.
Why do they say oops?
I don't know.
She says like four times in the episode. Oops.
Oops, baby. And
oops, I did it again.
And then Gintaro finishes off the chameleon, and then they're like, they hug. Like, what? This bitch just tried to kill your ass. Call the police. Like, she's like, you gotta be better than that. And then they hug. I'm like, what the fuck?
Call the police.
Like, the last one seemed a little bit more like, me, I'm just a bitch. But this one was a crazy ass, like, hoe. Like, she should have called the police. And she should have been arrested. Anyway, and so she wins again. She's back on top. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
And Gintaro brings her to the Kamen Rider Club, and she's like, I want to be the president. And then the girls start fighting, and then New Onk's like, you need to handle this. And then it ends. Okay, so I really liked this episode. It was a good follow-up to the last one. The storyline's pretty much exactly what I thought it would be, with her becoming friends with Gintaro. And they're obviously, like, hinting at a relationship between the two of them, especially with Tank being a completely cheating bastard.
He's a douchebag.
He's like, hey, here's some flowers. And she's like, I don't care about these. I'm a crazy bitch, and I'm going to get away with it.
What if you meddling kids?
But I thought it was a good episode. Like, I really liked Japhae Mew in this episode. Like, everyone was saying she was a badass in her crutches, and they only used her music once and appropriately. And,
I don't think I've ever changed opinions about a character that quickly.
Yeah.
All she had to do was be badass on crutches and say an awesome speech about how you have to be badass in order for life to be epic. And I was like, you're cool.
And then they did the slow-mo handshake, and it was all fun. But yeah, like, and I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting with her being in the Kamen Rider Club, and then with, I definitely think they're building some kind of, like, love story with them being a Glee-inspired show. Well, like with Tank and Gintaro and Japan, but I don't know. It was a good episode. It was a lot, like, toned down in terms of, like, the high school dance shit and everything. And I just enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was. I think it was a lot toned down, majorly toned down compared to episode 3.
I enjoyed the magic hand on.
Yeah, like, you oh, would.
I enjoy my magic hand.
But this episode was a lot more my taste than last episode. Lots of action. Some cool switch combos and all that fun stuff.
I like how, like, the chameleon's got her about to, like, throw her over a railing, and she's just gonna, like, yell at him, like, you know what? You suck at life. You're a bitch. You're a hoe. And it's like, maybe you shouldn't do that.
I like how this episode gave us confirmation that they are the Zodiar until the last one.
Yeah, yeah. I think, so, like, Kengo shows up and just, like, number five.
Number five.
Dude, yep. Kengo is totally new Ankh. He just reminds me of Ankh just running around giving advice to Forze.
Pretty much. And Yuki's pretty much useless, just like Hina. And...
yes, she just runs around like, damn it, I didn't win the Pokemon contest. Like, seriously, that was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, what? Pokemon contest?
I enjoyed when Japhae kept saying, oops.
Oops.
That was fun. And then I also enjoyed when, like, Gintaro just kept, like, screwing up. Like, he goes to, like, jump over the rail and just falls.
When he tried to say Uchu Kita backstage.
I'm like, yeah.
Uchu Kipa!
Kipa.
Uchu Kita, oh, son of a bitch!
Like, one minute he has, like, epic, like, marvelous type moments, and then other times he's, like, Doc, and he's just like, oh, shit, I fucked up.
I think that's why I like Gen right now. Like, he screws up and he doesn't really care.
Like, what I like,
he's like, I'm still cool. Like, yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say that I liked, like, his little training thing. Like, you know, like, how he's not just like, okay, well, I put on the belts, I use the belts, and now I know everything about the belts.
Right.
And now he's just like, he sits there, he's out there, like, on the moon training so he can use the hopping switch properly, and so it's effective, not just, oh, I can just automatically use this new weapon, put it in the belt, and then I get it, and then I can do anything with it and be all epic. It's like, no, I gotta practice.
I was gonna say that I like that Gintaro has such a likable personality that, like, I don't think, well, I mean, I'm not saying I won't like the second or third riders or whatever they do, but, like, that he won't be as easily outshined. Like, Edgy was really easily outshined by Date.
That's because, like, of the abs.
And there's a lot of cases of that where, like, the main writer just isn't as good as the second writer's story or personality. And, like, Gintaro has, like,
any show written by Kobayashi.
Yes. And, like, I don't know. I just really like him. Like, he has a really, like, I don't want to say, I feel like saying shining personality. That sounds gay. But, like, he just has a really, like, memorable personality.
No, I agree completely. That's why I like him right now. Like, he's a likable person.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying Forze. Like, it's really cool. And, I don't, like, yeah, like you said, it toned down the high school, so, like, it didn't come off as, like, I don't know, stupid? As, like, mm-hmm. Like, as it could have been. Like, because I mean, you have the whole, like, oh, look, we're voting on the queen of the school, and it could have come off really dumb. And, like, really kind of childish and whatnot, but it ended up being really good. Although that suspender guy was all like, this is stupid. And then the other teacher's like, he's like, I like it too.
He's like, suck my penis, please. Like, look at my rainbow nipples. I still hope that we venture outside of the school at some point, though.
Yeah, the first right we got was Liu's like, house.
like, right now it feels like an episode of Ned's Declassified. They just never leave the school.
Well, I think at the moment they're just trying to build up the characters in the Kamen Rider Club, and it also doesn't, you know, hurt that the entrance to the moon base is at the school.
Yeah, well, I don't mind them being. I know they're going to be there a lot, but I just want to see that acknowledging there's an outside world. Unlike
yeah,
Samurai.
Oh yeah.
For all we know, Samurai's just like Angelica and Ash's dream.
Yeah.
Just like Rugrats and Pokemon.
Yeah. Angelica's insane. All the babies are dead. Except for Dill.
That's creepy. I can't ever look at that show again. Thanks.
Yeah. So glad I made you read that. I feel so good about myself.
I know.
I sent Susie. Susie's real, too. She just goes along with the lie.
It's like a good friend just goes along with the lie.
Sure, Angelica, there are babies there. That doll's your mommy, sure.
Creepy.
Alright, so I think it's time to... Sure.
Yes, it's time to gin! Fuck yes, I love ginning.
What about my gin? Gem where? Where's Gemma?
Today.
What?
On G4, they're doing a game break. Trying to see what it's for. Adam Sessler has a cool Lando Calrissian shirt.
I'm Lando Calrissian. I'm Lando Calrissian.
I want to know. He's just doing bullet points with his fingers. What game is it? Maybe I can try to read lips. So, China. You think that you want to have... No, not really. Whoa. What are we talking about?
This is ramble time.
Gay butt sex?
This is the segment where we ramble.
This is the segment where we lay down a pre-existing set of topics we wanted to ramble about. Lol, we just stumbled upon it again. So, type in Big Boy and Rusty, I'm telling you.
I don't wanna.
I'm not typing in your gay porn.
Thanks to that last ramble time that was so epic, I can remember the name Galador. Instead of desperately looking for it, finding it, and then forgetting about it again a week later. It's the hardest show for me to remember for some reason.
Shrug. Yes, well, I think we should promote the angry black man, how he loves Dragon Ball Z. And apparently at some point it's going to be loving Power Rangers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because he said he recorded it, so he's just got to, like, edit it and upload it. It's going to be fantastic. Black Man Loves Power Rangers.
Thing on Facebook about shirts the other day. He's like, would you buy a shirt that says Why You Hatin'? I was like, yes.
I would buy a shirt that says Coon Shit. That's what...
I want to buy a shirt that says Lick Your Tits.
Stick a please. Although he's angry at the Chuck E. Cheese and at New Facebook, as appropriately should be.
Everyone's angry at New Facebook.
Did you see, though? It's going to get worse.
It's going to change again October 3rd.
Again? It's going to get even worse.
I was just laughing at all the
people. I heard the timeline thing is actually pretty cool.
You're going to be, I read this article, and I'm like, you're going to be raging about it, and it's going to look worse at first, and then you're just going to get, it's going to be like epic and be like your entire life on a computer, and I'm like, I don't want to see my entire life. I hate my life. But my life sucks.
I was just lolling at the people buying that thing today, like all my like random relatives and random friends that were buying that thing that you had to pay for Facebook. Like, they're just like, is this true? I'm like, lol, you idiots. Oh, that was great.
Look, all I know is that only two people in this world have that kind of nappy hair. Goku and Wiz Khalifa.
I feel like that joke was stolen.
It was.
You call the police.
Call the police.
Piccolo and his burnt green lips, Wesley Snipes.
Kevin has a Piccolo fetish we don't know about.
I love Piccolo.
Anybody else think Piccolo just smells like pickles? Like, he smells like vinegar when you're near him.
He's Piccolo, no. Oh, baby.
Lol.
Piccolo, baby.
Lol, baby.
Why you hating? Why you hating?
Why you hating?
I hate.
Everybody knows that Dragon Ball Z is the best anime ever.
Now this little pig's throwing up. Sorry, little pig. What about Tiger and Bunny?
Look, you need to tell Angry Black Man about Tiger and Bunny.
Speaking of, did you finish it yet, Kevin?
No.
Oh, you little cock.
That's not what she said. I was going to, and then I forgot. And then I did other things.
How can you forget Tiger and Bunny? How?
GameStop Girl is going to finish before you, and I'm going to laugh. That sounded wrong.
Yes,
because I forgot, because I had like 50 reviews to record, and I recorded like 14 of them. And then I keep falling asleep. And I wasn't here last night, I fell asleep.
You stop sleeping, and you start watching.
I like sleeping. It's comfortable.
Watching. You start watching. You have to...
Road trip. One of these days we just take a live podcast road trip to Taco Bell.
And then Dolphin's gonna yell at some chick to lick her tit, and it's gonna be hilarious.
Where are the strawberries? And then they look at Brian awkwardly, and then Brian just like drives off.
Laughing himself into a coma.
So Brian started to say something before we just started going off on a tangent about Kevin. About Tiger and Bunny, what were we gonna say?
I don't know. I'm just saying, forget the goddamn thing?
Before you started asking him, he said, does anyone? And then you stopped.
I mean, I'm just wondering if you haven't seen Tiger and Bunny yet, get the hell with it. You need to watch this shit.
And then buy the Fig Yarts for 10,000 yen on Mandarake.
Heck yeah.
It's like the equivalent of a Chaser Fig Yart, basically. Rock Bison!
No!
I want
rock
him.
Bison. Do.
One of us here has a Rock Bison figure pre-ordered, and one of us here is a douchebag. Those are the same person. Can you guess who it is?
Jetris. But we just started.
Doesn't want to talk to you.
Duh, Ginning.
Duh. Anyway.
Well, that was a pretty funny roast. Who else saw that Charlie Sheen roast, huh?
No.
I did. I saw it like 3 times.
Yeah, because it came out like 3 times in a row in one night. Because that's what they do. It was fantastic. They tore him apart.
I thought it was pretty funny. I mean, not really, actually. I think they tore each other more apart than they did Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Like, they talked about Charlie Sheen for like 45 seconds, and the rest of the time they were just like making fun of Steve-O and that black dude that I don't know who he was.
Patrice O'Neill?
Yeah.
You never seen who Patrice O'Neill is?
I know who he is now. Does that count?
He's a stand-up comedian. He was always on, when Colin Quinn had his show, he was always on Colin Quinn's show, the name of which I forgot at the moment. And he's pretty fucking hilarious. He's
pretty funny on the roast.
He's very black.
Amy Schumer, like, went way too far and was hilarious. He's like, I was next to this bitch the whole time.
I had no idea.
That was great.
thought she was hilarious.
Was funny until he's like, Star Trek is better than Star Wars. I'm like, damn Trekkie bitches. Get the hell off of our land.
William Shatner is an idiot. William Shatner pants, oh.
Kirk Levin, Spock suckers.
What about McLovin? Right.
McLovin?
I'm McLovin.
It's you, McMuffin. It sounded like a horrible Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. Why did I say Schwarzenegger like that? I didn't even mean to.
I saw most of Zach and Mary the other night that I didn't see before. That was fucking hilarious.
The movie is the shit, especially when Katie Morgan shits all over that guy's face.
That is
fantastic. I think they edited that part out, did they?
They usually edited it out of TV. But I don't know. I think I missed that part again.
I think I confused Kevin.
I don't know. Look, all I know is I was focusing on Seth Rogen's just amazingness and how
Katie Morgan's like running around with naked boobs and Kevin's like, Seth Morgan. Seth Morgan. Just forget what I'm saying.
It's like, Seth Rogen, yes. I was like, oh, it's granny panties. Oh.
Seth Rogen's hilarious. That new movie he's got coming out about his friend having cancer, I thought they already did that with Adam Sandler. Could be wrong, but I'm not. I'm
probably wrong.
I don't know. All I know is I heart Seth Rogen.
Brian, do you heart Seth Rogen?
Sure.
I don't think Brian knows who Seth Rogen is.
I know who he is. I'm not stupid.
Well, you don't watch movies. You haven't seen Superbad or Pineapple Express?
Do you know who NPH is? You watch those movies?
Why he's awesome? I've seen the movies, but I know who Neil Patrick Harris is.
Unlike some people, no one abbreviates it that way. Yeah, except everyone except you. We abbreviate your name as GSG, and there's an NPH. God.
Well, Brian knows who NPH is because he saw him on Power Rangers Jungle Fury, but that's beside the point. Oh, wait, no, that was fake NPH. Never mind. He sucked. Right. MPH was Nightwing in Batman Under the Red Hood. He was awesome at it.
Under the Green Hood.
No.
It's how we roll in the Shire.
It's how we roll in the...
Yeah, one of those hobbits is a Ninja Turtle. That's
no! Chuck Testa.
So who's excited for more Cross Wars?
Hell yes. I still need to watch 53.
I'm excited for more Chuck.
That's Did you watch the season 5 trailer yet?
Oh, fuck.
See? See?
No,
Kevin's like a fake fan of everything.
No. This is what happened. Okay, I saw it on my Facebook feed when I was at work. And then I was like, oh, I have to go home and do that. And I think it was a karate day, so I forgot because I had to hurry up and change and go to class. I was going to, and then I forgot.
Now, what's more important, you doing karate or Morgan doing karate? I think Morgan.
Yes. Morgan's more important than Kevin any day, so...
Duh, Morganing.
Morganing?
Now I'm sad.
You should go watch it right now.
Alright, hold on. Well, let me find it. Hold on.
I'm sure Dawson has a bookmark somewhere with, like, hearts around it.
Yes.
Hold on.
Ow. No.
Let's see. Hold on. I gotta click. Click.
Now I really feel like watching Cross Wars 53.
Not chick.
34 should be up pretty soon.
Let's see. Let's see. Where the fuck?
Just search Chuck season 5 promo on YouTube.
I don't want to do that.
People take it takes longer for people to use shortcuts than it does just to go there.
There we go. Like, let's. Okay. Sneak a peek at season 5.
We're gonna go peek.
Go big or go home? Alright, I'm on the NBC site.
That means there's gonna be ads. Just go to YouTube. This could be over. Yes! I get hair tips and the ultimate cooking challenge? Doug Ginning. And now I get to watch this special PerfectMeatloaf.com ad.
Ultimate Cooking Challenge, that's Kabuto, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's not the show that shall not be named. I need this dual knife to cut my meatloaf, Brian. It's so hard. Alright, that's not the name.
Alright, here we go. Sabadi.
It's all tiny. There's just silence. The audience.
Well, I was expecting some live reactions, but
Morgan.
Morgan knows kung fu.
Not fake live reactions.
Who the hell are you? Huh? Ah! Scared. I'm scared. I need me some chucks on Fridays.
Yeah, you didn't. Man, clearly you're not part of the Nada Nielsen family army.
We already established he wasn't. He doesn't care about the franchise.
Maybe if the event fans would have worked their ass off like Chuck fans.
That was like my proudest asshole moment.
That was Brian's best tweet. Well, the second best one being replace band names with bacon. Bacon. What band did you replace? You know. I'm so sad that it's only going to be 13 episodes. I think it should be full 22.
I'm sad it's the last one.
I know, yeah. Right? I think they should do Chuck the movie afterwards.
I'm just glad it's back, but
like, I'm kind of glad, almost glad it's in October, just so, like, I have more time to, like, this is not, like, over and done quickly.
Yeah.
They're doing a Christmas episode. And Mark Hamill's gonna be in it.
Yes, and the Joker.
And the real Joker. None of this Dark Knight nonsense.
I know, right?
He didn't even laugh the whole time. It's like, why so serious? No, seriously, why are you so serious? Stop. If you get too much more serious, you're gonna end up killing yourself. Oh, wait.
Oh, too soon. No, I'm kidding.
No, he did. He did. Fuck you.
It's never too soon.
Exactly.
The way I feel, like, the second you die, it's fair game.
That's why they made fun of Amy Winehouse at the Child's Host roast. Charlie Sheen roast.
Yeah, that was funny. I enjoyed that. Amy Winehouse is hilarious.
Like, honestly, I mean, when I die, I expect people to make fun of me.
Oh, don't worry, we will.
I know you will.
Depends on how you die. If it's like popcorn lung, you know Kevin's going to laugh. Because yeah, every time anything hilarious goes wrong, Kevin just blames it on the popcorn lung.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Look, I didn't give you popcorn lung. That's your own fault.
I think you did.
I don't make you eat the popcorn. You keep making it like every 10 minutes. Like, oh, bag of popcorn. Brah, and then you choke on it.
Road trip. Road trip.
No one even knows what road trip is.
Well, so they can still giggle. Giggle, audience.
Road trip.
Damn, that was supposed to be giggle trip.
This is giggle time.
This is giggle time. It's just like 15 minutes of like pre-recorded audio of children giggling. That's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
I'm scared.
You should be scared.
No, you.
No, you.
So, I feel like I was going to ask a question to the audience, but who's going to answer? I was going to say, did anybody else watch Two Broke Girls? Brian, did you ever watch it?
No, is it on the website or on demand yet? It might be on demand. Checked. I'll go check when we're done with this. That's all my two. I want to go to bed.
Well, you can check when you're done and then watch it tomorrow.
Okay.
Wait, why are you watching some broke chicks?
Two Broke Girls. It's hilarious. It's out of the premieres I've seen so far, it's honestly the best one.
It was.
Oh, really?
It was really good. I was surprised because I just left it on.
It's got my kind of humor.
What is your kind of humor?
The podcast.
Pretty much. The main character is pretty much just like us. She just says whatever the fuck she wants.
Oh. Hey. Happy Days are here again.
No, Two Broke Girls, not Happy Days. That show was canceled a long time ago.
Oh, shit.
Bad ratings.
Sorry. That's because they jumped a shark, literally. Yours, and they coined the phrase on that. Yours,
my happy days.
Days. Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you.
Still
these
going.
These days are
why is it too broke? It's CBS. With me. It's not on demand.
No happy
fuck
days.
It's not a happy day. Two Broke Girls is an old man. Where is it? Am I just blind?
Yes.
It should be first, but it's not here. Why?
But anyway, yeah, if you haven't checked that... Oh, nice. My God. Jesus.
Yes, you called?
Jesus.
Ryan's foaming at the mouth.
Watch.
Everything sounds wrong. Just think about it.
Anyone play video games lately?
I was playing Gears of War 2, I'm behind. And I played some Ocarina, and I'm catching some chickens, because I'm really behind.
Have played video games lately.
How about that Pokemon Black and White?
I played the one where you push the buttons, and then your character does stuff.
Aha, it's online.
Is it? Yes! Brian's just stalling to find the show.
Saturday.
How about you, Brian? Have you been playing video games lately?
Occasional Star Fox. That's really about it. I don't have fucking time anymore.
Yeah, see, that's what happens.
Three online classes at the same... I don't know what they do what. There's just shit everywhere. There's, like, database and... I keep saying database, but I mean discussion board. Because they're both DB, and then I get confused.
See, when you have a real life, Brian, that's what happens. You can't play video games.
I don't like life.
And Brian's just sitting there being sad, selling all of his toys, apparently.
Okay, yeah.
What are you selling now?
I'm not sad!
Brian's not sensitive about it.
I'm a happy person!
I'm not sad! Brian, what time is it? I'm not sad!
See the smile!
What are you selling now, Brian?
I don't know. Go to my sales site. You find out.
I don't know. I don't want to go on that site.
That whole skit just now was an elaborate plug for Brian's sales thread.
In fact, right here, I will even link my sales thread
just because he's the one that edits the podcast.
Look, I owe Oki a bunch of money that I don't have, so I need to get this shit going.
Well, whose fault is that? No one asked you to pre-order all that crap. That's not my fault.
Because it's not my fault.
Yeah, you're the one who said, Oki, buy this for me.
No.
Good response, Brian.
Then who told us to buy it all for you?
You did.
I didn't.
So about those video games. No.
Look, I am in a personal crisis in which I owe Japanese people money.
The Japanese mafia. Oki. He already came after KO for 600 yen for an Ocaranger key. He didn't order. He's coming after Matt with a baseball bat. And that rhymed, so it was even cooler.
Matt with a
bat. Everyone's coming after Matt with a baseball bat.
You owe me for Kairu.
For me. HLJ, Ami Ami, they're all coming after him.
Poor Matt. Oh! Well, this should have gone on the one-ups, but Brian and I got Morphicon tickets.
Ah, yay, we did. I forgot that.
Hey, man.
Hey, when were you going to tell me about that?
What?
Said, when were you going to tell me about that?
We're telling you now. Didn't you hear 5 minutes ago? Brian, check tape, rewind it. Brian and I got Morphicon tickets. Actual reenactment.
Yep, so now I'm absolutely going.
Yeah, that's happened last time. You bought the tickets and then you sold it.
Left me. Look, I couldn't go!
Rider Zero might say hi. Alright, turns around. Ha! That's the story of how Matt and I fell in love. That's the shortest episode of How I Met Your Mother ever. Like,
yeah, Rider Zero might say hi. Dobbin turns around. Ha!
Trip was legendary.
Was legendary.
And then we found out who was in the pilot.
Yep.
It's that black chick. They should do a. They should bring the guy that played the original Dragon Knight on. I was in the pilot. No.
Apparently, Kevin thinks it's funny.
So, speaking of video games, before, is there any video games anybody's particularly looking forward to this fall?
Uncharted 3.
Yes. Kevin can't play Uncharted anymore because his PS3's gone.
Well, it wasn't my PS3. I don't care because she's a whore and needs to go die.
Well,
that's nice to say about your mom.
Pokemon Rumble Blast for the 3DS too, because I really, really loved Rumble. But
Brian loves to rumble. He's like
Mario 3D Land, Skyward Sword. You know,
they got a release date for the Old Republic. I'm so excited. December 20th. It's like perfectly after everything else I have to finish, so I can just relax and waste my life away being a Sith Inquisitor.
And there's Mario Kart 7 and that Mario on the 3DS 2, and that's going to be awesome.
I don't like the fact that it's called Mario Kart 7. I don't know why. That just doesn't gel with me.
Well, it reminds you of Windows 7.
I think it bugs me because it reminds me of like any movie or franchise that's overstaying its welcome when it's like not. Because when you see like anything past 3 after a movie, except for Star Wars, you know it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I kind of that. Yeah, you think you kind of hit it on the head there. Like, it's just, I don't feel like there's been 7 Mario Karts.
Neither do I.
Has there?
Yes.
1, 2.
You want me to name them?
3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, God, there has.
Shut up.
Shut up. Okay, well, look, I didn't realize there's been 7 consoles.
You're a douche.
Uncharted is going to be epic. I'm getting the collector's edition.
Did I count one twice? Because I just realized I missed Super Circuit.
Okay, you have Super Mario Kart, Mario Kart Advance, Mario Kart 64. Which I think is Super Circuit the one on the Advance?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So then you have Double Dash, Mario Kart DS, Mario Kart Wii, and then Mario Kart 7.
Yeah, I must have counted one twice.
Right. That's our lesson on math today, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm super looking forward to Luigi's Mansion 2, but it has no release day. I'm sad.
Yeah, that'll
Brian's
be
trying to finish a sentence before the yawn catches up with him. I love when people do that, and when they try to finish their sentence before they run out of air. Hilarious. I do it too, but it's just funny. Like, and then I was gonna, and you just get killed by your own voice. Uncharted comes with a statue, so that's gonna be awesome. I'm the only one who's getting the new Batman because that game is the chiz.
Your mom's getting a new Batman.
That game's so good. I can't believe no one's played it but me. Arkham City's gonna be the shit. And I'm gonna play Assassin's Creed Revelations, Ass Rev. It's gonna be sweet.
You're gonna rev your ass? Ew.
Brian still has to ass 1, 2, and bro.
I am a slow pose. Person.
Because you play Ass 1. Oh, look at me kill the townspeople.
That's why I haven't beat the game. I'm just running around on a horse going, what the fuck do I do?
Brian, you are the worst type of person.
I know.
Well, don't feel bad, though. Kevin still has to finish Kanto on Gold and Silver. Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Shut up. No one's supposed to know that.
You're a terrible person.
You are just the worst.
We should all just be like Kiefer. Kiefer finishes games in like 45 minutes. Like, there'll be like tweet, like, see 4 tweets, and he's just finished 4 games and watched Digimon Frontier. I'm like, damn it, Kiefer, stop being so productive. You're making me and Brian look bad.
That's like how Brian watched all of Chuck in like 3 hours.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Then he watched all of Ben 10 in like 3 days. And I was like, how did you do that? He probably has forearms.
Forearms? We were just talking about Ben 10. I don't know. I thought that was funny. Forearms! No?
I guarantee you that's what he's doing. He has 2 heads and 4 arms, and he just sits there playing Kevin's 2 games at once.
Kiefer's a termadad? No?
Why is it?
I think that's what they're called. Forearms of species?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah! Let's just start talking like German people.
Yeah!
Is that code for something? What's happening?
I don't know.
I'm refreshing AmiAmi anyway, because I... Usually when Brian makes loud noises, they update.
The last time Brian made a loud noise, Gaia Memories Complete Selection 2 was announced. Brian just creates them. Like, you were just like, Kevin was like, what? I'm like, I don't know. And 5 seconds later, it's been announced. There goes money.
Yep.
There goes money because Oki pre-orders it for us automatically. See,
hey,
that's your problem,
you
Brian.
Kamen Rider O subbed.
Subbed.
Can you do a review of a figure art that doesn't exist? Please?
Can you review SH Figure Arts Kivala and Saga? Oh, sure.
Cool review. I just pre-ordered SH Figure Arts Super 1. It's an SIC, you idiot. See, the Big Bad Toy Store screwed up the thing. Yeah, there you go. That explains it right there.
You're buying from Big Bad Toy Store. That's your problem.
You go shop there with Linear Ranger and his antics.
Right.
Jolly good.
Donkey Bona.
No.
Okay.
I was letting to see how long it would go. Just looking around the room.
This is
there
rare.
Goes again.
What?
My creepiness. People are sitting there listening. Like, the only two people left are listening, I think, are Chris and Kiefer. And everyone else is like, these guys aren't even talking about anything.
They're talking about Chiffin.
He's the greatest common writer ever, next to G3 Mild.
The chicken?
Where's G3 Mild? God damn it.
He's in the bathtub in a pool of blood.
God.
Are there any figure arts or D-arts of anything that isn't, like, existing yet that you want very bad?
Like, ones we've seen that we want to come out now? Or
no, like things that,
Chippin'.
That, aren't confirmed yet.
Like, for Digimon, I really want, like, some Cross-War stuff, but I'm not sure how they'll go about it. Because there's so many, like, Cross 3, 4, 5, 7.
Yeah.
And, like, then there's Shoutmon and Shoutmon Deluxe. Like, so that's why I don't know. Like, I guess they could do Cross 4, basically, which you could be at 3 or 4, because it's just a sword. I would just quit life if they made Cross 3 and then Cross 4 an exclusive just with the sword.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, like, I don't know how they would do it, but I definitely want to see some type of, like, Cross 4 or Cross 5, and Cross 7 would be, like, gigantic. And then he would always come out of a puff of smoke. Like, no matter what, no matter where you are, he's still in the same setting from the first time he appeared. who else do I want from Digimon? I want those people we've already seen. I want to see... It's kind of an odd choice, but I want to see Flamedramon, because he's also Heat Blast. It's D-Blum. No?
What?
What about you?
I mean, I agree with all your Digimon choices. As far as franchises that haven't been hit upon yet...
Pokemon, like that one guy said.
Probably more video game characters of some sort. Like, I really want to see good figures of, like, Link.
That would be cool.
And basically anyone from Zelda. Like, I don't care who Nintendo gives the license to, really, whether it's Figma or... I'd rather it not be Reveltech, but I think Reveltech's doing a Samus, which kind of pisses me off. But particularly Figma or Figure Arts or something. But I would love to see some posable, really awesome Zelda figures.
That would be cool.
I would lick those.
Why is he so tiny? It's like behind a curtain.
I would lick them in there.
I want to see Figure Arts Darth Vader. That'd be badass.
I want to see more Mega Man characters. I've got Zero and X sitting here on my desk, and I'm like, hey, I need more. No full armor X does not count.
I want to see Gosei Knight be released.
That'd be nice.
I want to see Gosei Knight have it released. That'd be fun.
What about, like, Project BMs?
Oh, God.
Did you see there's a 24,000 yen Joker on Mandarake?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Ryan, do it.
As for what's not out yet,
poor anyone from Blade. I'd like to see. I'd get a Chalice.
Ixa. Ixa is my number one.
Oh yeah, Ixa is my number one. I don't know.
Ixa, Dark Kiva, anything from Kiva that isn't Kiva, since he exists already.
Yeah.
And it isn't one of, like, the three forms or something. I want, like, Dark Kiva or Ixa or something.
I'd get, like, Dark Kiva, Ixa, and Emperor and Saga. Even Arc or Ray would be cool, too.
Ryan needs a...
Curtain Boy?
Hibiki, that isn't bad.
Ryan needs a...
what do you mean, like the one that's out?
Yeah, because apparently the one that's out's bad. I don't know.
I'd like to see them redo it just so I have a sense of security when I pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it, and it's just like a piece of shit. Like, poor, seriously, though, like, Blade is the only Rider series we figured out that doesn't have a... Or at least the Hesse Rider series that doesn't have any representation from either of those lines.
Poor Blade.
I want to see White Blaster Beetleborg.
I know, right?
He'll probably be exclusive. Like, I don't know why. Why is Gatchakiri Ba a regular release and Rotorua an exclusive, even though Gatchakiri Ba appeared for like 5 minutes?
I don't know what to do about exclusive BMs. Like, do I get them from Oki, or do I wait? I don't know what I do. I'm testing with Punch Hopper to see what I should do. Like, I haven't seen one yet. I don't even think he exists yet.
Exclusive BMs.
Isn't Aquaranger's an exclusive, isn't he? Mm-hmm. That's shitty. That seems odd. Like, it really does seem odd, the first ever Sentai Warrior being exclusive. I could see maybe, like, Aqua Red being exclusive. Are you pre-ordering Gokai Red, or are you gonna, like, Mandrake it?
I'm probably gonna pre-order it.
Can't decide. I know I'm getting it.
I don't save enough on Mandrake to worry about it.
But I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I'm in debt either way.
Oh, you guys are your stupidest.
I want to see, like... It would be so expensive to complete it, but I want to see more Gokaiders. Like, I'd like to see a BM Gokai Silver.
Complete with Goldamodo?
Maybe. Maybe. Be like a dress-up doll. No?
No.
Alright. Alright. I really want to find an affordable, like, Date human figure. Oh, Birth, isn't he exclusive? That makes me mad. I'm mad now. Is he exclusive or just expensive?
Exclusive.
Fuck! Why does life suck?
Expensive.
Well, because I remember him being really expensive, and I thought it was for another reason. You know what? I'm gonna cry. Birth.
It's okay.
Let's see who else. I'm looking over here at the figures to see who would look as good as a BM.
All of them.
Yeah. Well, there's some of them like that I would pass on. Like, shut up, scissors.
Like Kuga growing form.
They have that too. This is funny. I'd like a Gills. I want like with that comes with like a pool that he can like drive out of and stab people.
I
want
to know how good the Kuga and Agito ones are.
They look cool. Like,
now does it mimic Kuga's butt? Because he has a nice butt.
That is something that we should find out.
I saw like a Project BM or Raw, or I can't remember which one it was, but Darth Vader, and it looks so cool. I'm like, God damn it, I wish it weren't expensive. Because Darth Vader is the shit.
No. So he's a whiny emo kid.
An Ewok kid?
Whiny emo kid.
Darth Vader's true story. He's an Ewok. God, why did Darth Vader act like such a kid in The Phantom Menace? Because he was a kid? Everybody started somewhere.
He's such a kid, Ash. God.
Calm down, raging fanboy, eh? Did anybody else... Wait, I think Kevin watched the Rock and Rollers, didn't you?
Yeah.
Brian didn't watch it, right?
No, I didn't see it.
You're such a kid.
You didn't get to see Kiefer's favorite Pokemon.
I know.
What a shame.
They're like Rock
and
Rollers.
And there were several of them, so he had a raging boner.
And how did he know that he ended up with the first one that he met? They're all the same. They have the same voice. Just saying.
Because it tried to hump him.
How does a rock and roll hump something?
Just gotta
very careful.
Somewhere in there.
It comes out of that hole. No? I think it's that thing on the top of his head.
And oh,
they put
man.
That in the hole. Okay, this is getting too intricate.
Now we're getting into how Speedorm Bear V had a baby. That's just gross.
Doesn't Ash have another gym battle coming up in Japan?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is 4?
Yep.
I think he's trekking along. Trekking.
I know, I've got 5 badges. He's going to catch up to me soon.
Why are you so slow?
Because I forget.
How do you forget a video game?
Okay, no, because I don't want to play the game and beat the whole thing in 2 days.
It's been like a year.
So then I take my time, and then I get through things, and then I forget.
I absolutely understand taking your time, but this is extreme.
This is ridiculous.
And then I have actual life that happens, and then I other things happen, and then...
Pokemon is real life. I am a Pokemon master.
You know, speaking about that, I read an article on the computer when I was at work the other day about people who, like, play video games so much that they try to, like, act them out in real life. Like, they try to, like, push like fast forward and shit, like it's The Sims in real
life. That's the movie Click, you idiot. You watch the movie with Adam Sandler. Damn it.
No, or like they try to find video game solutions in real life. Like, or like this one person read, they said that like they played Grand Theft Auto, I think it was 4, so much that when they finally went outside,
they killed
all they had the urge to do was to like beat people up and steal their car. I'm like, what is wrong with people?
Like, I haven't had that happen. But I've had moments where video game logic has, like, bled. Like, both me and my friend have done this. We'll mess up something. This is after we played Mass Effect for a long time. We mess up something, and then we think, it's okay. I'll just revert to my last save. Like, you don't exactly think that in your head, but you get that, like, sort of knowledge, thinking in your head. And then you realize it's real life.
Like, that'll be okay. I have an extra guy. Wait, no, I'm dead. Never mind.
And then a couple years ago when me and my friend were playing Fallout, we saw a bobby pin on the stairs, and those you collect those in the game to pick a lock, and we both thought, we could use this. And then we were sad because we couldn't put it in our inventory because it was real life. I've played Pokemon so long I could hear the music in my head when I get out of the shower. Did that ever happen to anybody? How about when you play Assassin's Creed after Infamous and you think you're invincible and you jump down to the ground and die? That's fun. Like you're just like trekking across the rooftops and you're like, oh, and your bones just break. There's supposed to be a big electric earthquake. What happened?
What happened?
I don't know what happened.
I kills the bitches.
I don't know what happened. My demo for this one figure is like 45 minutes. Switch sets one's 20 minutes.
Is it really?
I think it's like 19.
Oh, jeez.
I can't remember any sort of video game logic happening to me like that, honestly.
Well, I'm just a freak.
This says switch set one's 11 minutes, unless that's just him using it in the driver's 11 minutes.
I don't know, there's some pretty ridiculous timestamps on there, though.
It's pretty funny.
Apparently I'm the only one that's used video game logic in real life.
Because I can separate video games from real life like a grown-up.
Look! No, you!
Kevin and grown-up.
Wow, really, Brian? Really? Really?
Really? What?
Really?
I'm not the one in massive amounts of debt because I don't know how to stop buying things.
Got totally by lot night.
You know how much money you would have if you didn't?
That's beside the point. I do and have money, so it's okay.
Look, if none of us spent this money, we wouldn't all be here right now. We would just be sitting in our chairs individually, not talking to each other.
And then we wouldn't have fans like Kiefer.
We would have never met Kiefer.
And we wouldn't have people who hate us for no fucking reason other than because they're stupid asses.
Rio wouldn't have made the site, and I wouldn't be talking into a glass and trying to take a sip. That was so touching, Brian. Thank you for commenting on that.
And then I wouldn't be seeing that Lucaron Marshall's coming online.
It's kind of an epic name. Lucaron sounds like a derivative of midichlorians. I don't know why.
The biggest cop-out ever.
I like cops. No, wait, I don't.
So we have midichlorians, and that's why you can use the Force? Oh, that explains it all.
Hey, Doss. So
what?
They have a Real Action Heroes Fives for 8,000 yen. You should buy it.
I thought we already went over this, and it was opened. Right. Oh.
You're not buying anything opened?
Well, because there's no pictures of it. Like, for all I know, it's got, like, its, like, crotch ripped out. And, like, ew, a pirate patch on its eye.
Is this because you got that hobo rider?
That was from where's that from? Angles. Assholes. But that was the only one that was ever shitty. Like, New Deno Vega was all hobo and Amazing Mighty was like sticky. But then like I ordered some other things from them and they were all new, so I don't know what was going on. Like, did the postman just like open it up, bring it home to his kids, and they just played with him and put him back? I don't know.
Yep. It was sticky because he opened it up and jerked off on it.
Oh, God. I'll never look at Amazing Mighty same way again.
Enjoy. Glad I could be of service.
What are you, Andrew from Bicentennial Man? God damn it. I hate when I'm the only one that's seen a movie.
No, I saw that movie. I just didn't want to follow up on that reference. I was hoping for a better one.
You know who's a giant dick? Pia.
How so, Dawson?
doing Tomb Raider stuff now. He got Fuck My Cock Series 01 before me. I wanted to fuck my cock. And he did it first. He fucked my cock before I got to. Damn it, Piaz. Taking me by force. How dare you? I think I'm going to troll his videos and be like, what kind of Transformer is this? What series is this from? Is Forza from Prime? Season 2? That's the voice all the idiot commenters make. Nobody watches videos. I mean, this is Kamen Rider ones. You can watch his review for Transformers, Revenge of the Double. That came true. It's my fault now, because I made that joke a year and a half ago. I feel bad.
Shit. I just don't understand why.
You don't have to review everything you buy. We don't. Shut up.
Brian does.
Shh.
Except Optimus and Jetfire.
I know, I'm still waiting for that.
I don't review Transformers anymore because, like, there's too many popular people.
You did at the time, and we're still waiting.
No!
And now they're trying to steal our popular lines.
Or at least Brian's popular line. I don't know about mine. I'm not popular.
Who's reviewing Thundercats for the site? Has that ever decided?
Me, Matt, and Soundout, I think, except I haven't gotten around to doing it yet.
I had it all nicely divided up, and then Soundout came in like, hey, look, I have a hat. Can I review it too?
Well, and then you the quit. Line.
Well, I'm not going to review Thundercats.
You just quit life.
Anyway. Like, Soundout, like, he bought everything in one swoop. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
He even bought, like, the base.
He can review that.
So he confused me. I didn't know what to do.
He can review the tower
was like,
moment.
Rio told me that he said in a post that I was going to spontaneously go crazy and quit. So I'm just going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy for him. I thought it would be fun. Without the going crazy part.
You went crazy a long time ago.
We all went crazy episode one. Scratch that. We went crazy before we started.
Yeah, I was going to say, well... If you want to get technical.
Wait, oh damn it, I can't link it, never mind. Well, obviously.
We have a rapist in Linkin Park. Are you serious, my boy?
I miss those days. We sung that song every 5 seconds.
I saw the sign. It opened up my eyes. I saw the sign.
Alright, so. We're going to announce today we're going to have two new mini-series off of the podcast. One is Dawson's Quest for Hair Tips. The other one is Sing Song with Jedi Mom. It's just a 45-minute show where Kevin sings as many songs as he can.
I kind of want to do that one time. Just hit record and see how many songs Kevin can sing before he kills himself. It'll be a one-time deal.
It would have to be with that ending.
You better have a lot of tape, bro, because I can sing for a while.
Put in the comments if anyone wants to see this happen, because I'm totally up to recording this.
And you know how many songs I know? Jesus.
Well, the point is just singing, like, how long you can go before you get tired of singing.
It'll be funny. I'll laugh.
I don't know how we're going to film Dawson's quest for hair tips.
I just want to see a funny banner made, like with me with a bunch of different hairstyles, like on a quest. I don't know. Somebody do it. I'm too lazy.
It's like Dawson's own Lord of the Rings. He's trying to find hair tips instead of Mordor.
That's how we roll in the Shire. Oh, I got to use it in a proper way. I'm happy.
Speaking of the season, what the fuck is this? 5 of Big Bang Theory started last week. Pretty epic shit.
Probably another show I need to catch up on.
Yeah, it's probably like my favorite sitcom. Just because it's all nerdy. And I'm like, I understand most of these references.
It's like, need to catch up on How I Met Your Mother. That show is awesome because it's MPH and Jason Segel. I love that show.
Everyone loves MPH. How do you not?
I'm getting into too many damn shows, and I'm still have to watch like Kuga and shit. And I'm sitting here watching Digimon this afternoon, and come home in between class, and I was at the kitchen table watching the Gurumon episode, and I fell asleep. Sitting up with my arms crossed, so I had to finish. I had to rewind it and finish it again. It sounded wrong. I'll take a large smoothie, strawberry. In other news, Brian's job's back next week.
Yay! That was a celebratory Geki Tojo. So, yeah, I'm happy I have a job again.
Actually, Miles moderately excited for this Saturday's episode. So is Geki Tojo. No,
I have a VCR now, I can record it so I can see it.
VCR. Oh, God. I'm going to bust a gut.
I have a VCR again.
You know what? Shut up.
Oh, Kevin.
Oh, you.
Spend so much money and yet live so far in the past.
I like my VCR. Shut up! Making fun of me?
Kiva? Where? Why I Kiva? The Sandlot's trending! That reminds me of this funny story. When I was in high school, we were watching The Sandlot on a gym day where it rained. And this, like, big, like athlete guy who's, like, all muscly and weird. And he's, like, Tank, but American. And he just turns and he goes, you know, they tried to make a sequel, but nothing beats the original. And I just thought it was really funny that, like, this big, like, jock, like, buff dude is, like, really passionate about the first Sandlot movie. I thought it was funny.
Also,
Mr. Krabs is trending.
Mr. Krabs is trending?
Yeah, Dawson has crabs.
So, according to this weather forecast, it's gonna rain the entire fucking week.
I'm assuming where you live.
Time to build the ark!
Time to build the ark. Two of everything. Two Todds. Got two Sarah Michelle Gellars from that new show. There's... I don't know. I lost the joke. Sorry. I want it to rain here. It's been hot here. It's supposed to be fall. Someone didn't get the memo. It's like almost 90 today. I'm like, no, I want it to be cold so I can wear my hoodies.
You can wear my hoodies.
I had to bust out my jacket. When I start wearing a jacket, you know it's getting cold.
When anybody starts wearing a jacket, you know it starts getting cold.
I'm like, okay, I am the I wear t-shirts the entire year, and
so do I. I put a jacket over it, you idiot.
I wear shirts the whole year. Other times I just walk around naked.
Do both of you guys wear winter jackets?
Yeah, in winter.
Have you been down here? What is winter?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I do.
I'm like Kevin, apparently, because I have, like, a hoodie just the entire year. I'm out shoveling snow in a fucking hoodie. I don't know temperatures.
We get one day of winter down here.
I get hot, but I don't get cold. Like, that Katy Perry song doesn't apply to me.
Oh my god, I was just thinking about that! Get the fuck out of my head! I was gonna start reciting it, and then I got distracted by the TV. God damn it, I'm creeped out now. I feel like my brain was just molested.
Cause baby, you're fine.
That's not the one I was talking about, but okay.
That's for the special episode. Are you eating a Michelinas? You are some sort of demon.
Now, what was the demon response to? What?
I don't remember. I know yesterday I guessed you were messing with the candy bar. That was weird.
Dawson is just like the master of sounds. This is why he picks out all the background music. Like, he absorbs every sound and knows.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. The taste of her cherry chapstick.
I like how he sung that like a gay accent.
A gay accent.
Which is ironic given the song. But, oh well.
This song's actually about Perez Hilton kissing a girl. And he's like the default gay example I have. I need to get a new one.
You could go with Basco. He's a Liberace.
Am I the only one, whenever someone says his name, I just picture a bottle of Tabasco sauce?
I picture those cheese breadsticks.
At least I'm glad I'm not the only one who pictures food.
I picture him with his hat and his boa and his jacket.
It's like, oh, there's Bosco. I'm like, the stick?
Stick? The hot sauce? Well, his jacket is that color or whatever it is.
Bosco's sticks are fucking awesome, dude.
Tomorrow. Wait, I'm sorry, I was trying to read a story, and then... Never mind. Hello?
Hello?
Where? I was going to say something, and then like a hiccup came along, and I lost my review. I mean, my...
He died.
Since when does AmiAmi have a YouTube account?
Since now? I just made it. Okay, I am AmiAmi.
Yeah, it is since now.
They're doing toy reviews too now, great.
Oh, god damn it. Really?
No, it's... right now there's a figure of, I think, a chick from Persona 4 or something.
Did anybody else know that Oki had like a demo channel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Until now, recently, I mean. Clearly, I'm behind the times.
I talked to Oki about it several weeks ago.
Look, I'm afraid to talk to Oki because he convinces me to buy things. So I just pay him and then run. I got away safely, okay? Next time I was going to say, can't escape. So, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it's just various shots of a figure spinning on one of them turntable things.
I go seek out Oki.
No? I was concerned getting one of them things, though.
That's Lazy Susan?
What? Sure.
Damn it, why do I know these things?
I know those things, too.
I would prefer to not be called a lazy female, but...
Well, most females are lazy, because they're not in the kitchen making me a sandwich.
Make me a sandwich, bitch. No.
All right.
I don't know what kind of accent that is.
No, because my contest question was, what would you do to improve my... So stop! What would you do to improve my videos? And the most popular answer was nothing, which made me feel good about myself.
It shouldn't.
Suck ups.
But some people were like, show off the back of the figure more, because I don't really do it that long. I flip around, hey, look at the back, and then I flip it back over.
They want to see its ass. They want to see Kuga's ass.
They're like, you should get one of them turntable thingies. I'm like, well, that's not a terrible idea.
But, did you get any comments that said they wanted you to talk boring and slow like Pia?
No.
It's odd.
Okay.
I think Kevin's like playing a washboard or something. I don't know.
Right.
Righto. God damn it. To bed.
I'm in bed.
You're making a scene. Duggening. It's not going to tell us to move on, okay?
There we go, it just did. It did it, you were talking!
I'm sorry. It's just like that time, Kevin's like, did you hear that said Josh? Listen, and I'm like, oh! And I just like talked over.
So anyway, now it's time for...
Final thingies! I have a thingy, it's not final.
So next week...
Yeah, next week we start talking about Digimon.
We're going to reach for the past while... Oh, wait, that's season 4.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Head for the future to reclaim the digital world.
Digimons, we're forever united as one, and then Kevin goes to sleep. So, like, next week... that's not even a joke. Kevin's going to go to sleep, and we're going to do Digimon.
Ryo might join us.
Yes, he has to pick what season he wants to do. So we'll have a guest for at least one episode.
And I'll sleep through it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. As it sounds like he's getting ready for bed.
It's like, he's like brushing his teeth. He's like getting all nestled in. But that'll be fun.
It will be
fun. I'll just mute you assholes and put on something on TV. Put a movie on.
And fall asleep. Okay, so I believe that is all for now.
Well, I believe I can fly.
Cool new stuff coming soon, I think.
Ooh, I believe I can fly.
Let me say this before I get cut off by Angry Birds.
leave your comments and stuff in the RAM boards on the thread and stuff, because we enjoy feedback. We get like the same people every week, but we like, because we were getting good feedback for a while and then it kind of dwindled down. So leave feedback.
I believe I can touch the sky.
My thighs!
I think about it. It is after the blender.
It's over. I called it.
Spread my wings and fly away.
This part's going to be called, in the bloopers, called Kevin Refuses to Admit It's Over.
I believe I can soar. See? I have myself in the mouth. I see me running through that open door.
And running into it.
I believe I can fly.
Hello, welcome to RR Hello, welcome.
We come in peace.
Your mother. Hello, brother. Right. Hello, welcome to RR. You are a faggot. Zeef. Hello, welcome to RR Season. Why am I laughing?
Season? Am I laughing? What season is that? 8?
I thought it said season 1. I was like, what?
Right,
this is season 1, the lost episode.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you have had better timing? Is it my turn now? Let me just explode. And then die. Is he dead? Hello?
As of right now.
As of right now, Kevin no longer exists.
Yeah, he went offline.
He went offline? It just sounds ominous. He was Skype. Taken offline. Oh, shit!
Skype quit unexpectedly again.
Okay.
There goes my skit.
Oh, well. Yeah, your skits always suck anyway. Usually Brian ruins the skits, but whatever.
Potato chip?
Comes with the bag.
Hold on. Last thing I heard was Dawson say potato chip.
And then no one said anything, and I said, I'm sorry.
So keep going from there?
Yeah. But, I mean, they can keep the base synopsis, and...
I'm too tired to call Earl. It is just vacation.
You're a homo.
Thank you.
We'll kill Earl.
Right.
You know what? You can just die in a hole.
I didn't know you're... Oh, shit!
What happened?
Come back. Everyone pause. I think time just got frozen.
I was just clicking the engine slow until people came back.
I hit the microphone and all of a sudden it went silent.
So it's your fault my internet died for a second.
I hit Dawson and
Dawson just vanished. You killed him.
Finally. Took long enough.
Hello? Everyone keeps leaving me.
It's not our fault your parents abandoned you on the street corner when you were 9.
It's an oddly specific age.
They abandoned you at the Grand Canyon when you were 9 years old. It's not our fault.
And now I wear a mullet. It's kind of hotter when I thought you were my sister. This isn't being recorded, right? No, I'm kidding.
That's Earl and Janice.
Janice?
They're Joe Dirt's parents.
And, so then guys have to job.
Oh shit, that was like a high pitched beep. Oh shit. The lightsaber is on. No! Pressing escape is not working.
funny commentary here. Insert funny commentary here. Hey, dang it. Brian's impressive. God damn it. I just picture, like, something just going out of control, like a hose just spasticking. Spasticking? Brian's just going crazy. Where are we? We've lost it. Brian's like a Ghostbuster. Who are you gonna call?
Come on, Genki Toji, you can burn it up!
He's sucking up all the negative energy. Oh, God.
Hello?
I think he fixed it. There he is. He's tiny, but he's here.
Alright. I'm not tiny.
Thank you, Genki Toji.
And I thought it was going to be one of those things where he rushes up to him and he's like, I can't do it. No?
Okay. It died.
Oh, no. Fuck, it was gold. Damn it. You can't recapture that.
He's like, no, I want to know. He rushes up and is like, what? I can't do what?
Wait, what? Like, you know, like, in movies where they're like, I'm going to kill you, and he's like, I can't do it. He's my friend. I was going to say, if he didn't have superpowers, he'd be dead. His head would be cut in half.
Oh, yeah. So would his vagina.
It was funnier the first time around if we would have gotten it. God. I was like, God damn it. I'm not that unfunny.
Well.
Don't worry, Kiefer's still laughing, so.
It's true. Kiefer and Chris, my only fans. I'll have to start the petition to keep me on the podcast.
Oh, we're firing you, so that's fine.
So anywho.
Lazy ass.
Hold on a sec. I lost my place. I want to make sure I get the... Oh, you're right. Brian, screen pause for edit so you know how to edit.
Pause for edit!
Okay, here we go.